Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yvette, keep it down!
Bloody hell, there she goes again. This organ playing is non-stop. I'm even hearing it in my dreams when I can actually get some sleep. Now, I'm sure you're a little bit confused about hearing my voice instead of Yvette's, but rest assured, you are still listening to the Paranormal Activity Podcast. My name's Molly, and I'm the producer of the podcast, and if you've got in touch with us on email, WhatsApp, or socials, it's probably me who you've spoken to. Now, we get so many amazing paranormal stories come through to us, whether it is on email at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk, on WhatsApp on 07-5999-27537, or even on our Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. We get so much mail, we struggle to fit it into the main episode, so we've decided to dedicate a whole episode just to share some of these amazing stories. This is Paranormal Activity's Mystery Mail Time on a Monday with me, Molly. So here I am again in the Paranormal Activity Studios basement, which is where I spend most of my time and which is where most of the mail ends up. So usually one of my owl friends comes and drops the mail off for me down here, but it looks like he's had to come a bit earlier today. But for some reason, the mail's nowhere to be seen. It's one of those rats again with their little greasy hands on my mail. One second, guys. Come here, you little... There we go. This ain't my first rodeo. It's a bit scuffed, but it's still readable. So today we've got two stories that have been sent in on our email, contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. Our first story is from Jennifer P. And she writes, "Hi team. I'm so happy that you're now doing podcasts. I've been a big fan of Most Haunted since the very beginning. I used to live in an end-terraced house that was approximately 100 years old at the time. I'm going back about 20 years ago now, and now I live in Australia. This house was in a village called Freckleton in Lancashire, which was an old mill town. If you actually look it up, it is steeped in history, including a plane crash during World War II. It was an American plane that actually crashed into a school during a storm that sadly killed many children and adults. My husband's uncle, who was a little boy, was one of those that was killed. There's a memorial there now. I did do a little bit of research on this. It's actually called the Freckleton Air Disaster and was on the 23rd of August 1944, if you want to search that and find out any more of it. Anyway, back to my story. Whilst living in this house, myself and my children have had a few experiences, some of which are too long to tell, but a couple I can recall quickly are really interesting. After picking up my daughter from playgroup one lunchtime, it was time for her to have an afternoon nap. She would have been approximately 3 years old. So we walked up the steep stairs and into her bedroom that was just off the landing. It was daylight and quite a bright sunny day. She snuggled into her blankets and I was leaning in to give her a kiss and she suddenly pointed to the ceiling and said, "Mommy, that lady has a nose like mine." Needless to say, the hairs on my arms stood up, but I didn't feel scared. I personally couldn't see anything and she settled down for her afternoon nap. Interesting there because something similar we spoke about in a recent episode with Mary, Yvette's daughter actually, being able to see her granddaughter when she was about this age and she'd often ask sort of similar questions like, why does she have the same eyes as me or why does she have the same nose as me? So maybe this was one of your relatives, maybe your grandma or great-grandma, looking over her. That's what I like to think, especially if you didn't get a feeling of being scared as well. Anyway, we'll carry on. The second story is equally as strange, but I need to give you a quick description of the layout of my house. So, you walk in the front door. To your right is a door into the lounge. Next to that door is another door that leads you into the dining room, then through to the kitchen at the back of the house. So there are two rooms on your right as you walk through the front door. Opposite the front door are the stairs that lead to a small landing that has a bathroom leading off it. Then off that landing, there is another set of stairs that takes you to the second floor with the bedrooms on. One evening, I had put my daughter to bed for the night. It was still light outside and she was again approximately 3 years old. I tucked her in and said goodnight and she snuggled down. I went downstairs, which are fairly steep given that it is an old house, and I walked about 5 foot into the lounge and was stood there just watching what was on TV. After a few minutes, for whatever reason, I turn around. Oh, a premonition maybe. What did you feel? As I looked at the doorway, there I saw a little blonde child peering round the door at me. This would have been from the front door side. My first thought was, and I remember saying this out loud, "You little bugger! You've got out of bed!" Thinking my daughter had come out of bed and come downstairs, I exited the lounge expecting to see her stood there, or at least halfway up the stairs. But she was nowhere to be seen. I went upstairs, and there she was, still in bed. I realised then, if it was her, she had to walk across the lounge doorway and climb up the steep stairs. There's no way she would have been able to do that without being seen or heard for that matter. As I said, I personally wasn't scared in that house, but felt uncomfortable sometimes, whereas my sons were very scared, especially at night. But that's a tale for another time. Good luck with your new adventure. Kind regards, Jennifer. Jennifer, you can't leave us on a cliffhanger like that and give us a little nugget of a story and then tell us that your sons were really scared at night. These are daytime stories. We want the full juiciness of these stories. Please do send in these nighttime experiences that your sons were so scared about. I know I'd love to hear them and our listeners would too. It just made me think about Yvette's own house and the spirit children that she has residing in there. Maybe this child just wanted to be seen and have a play around with someone. It'd be interesting to see whether your daughter had ever seen this child before, because surely it would gravitate towards her being a younger child as well and seeming at the same age. But do let us know if she has. I'd love to hear more and update us with these night stories, Jennifer. You can't leave me on this cliffhanger. I won't allow it.
Mum's the Word is a brand new parenting podcast hosted by me, Ashley James. Pregnancy, piles, and all the other problems that come with parenting, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Join me each week on my journey through motherhood as we celebrate the amazing highs as well as the lows. As it's my first time, we'll have celebrities, experts, and hopefully you guys too, who'll help me figure out what the hell I'm supposed to be doing. Find us wherever you got this podcast.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back, and our next letter today... Oh, mate! It's been too long. Thank you very much. My little owl friend's made it back.
Thanks, mate.
See you next week. So this letter is from Siobhan, who got in touch on email. And once again, that is contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. That's contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. And it reads, in 2018, I visited my best friend in Nashville, Tennessee. We're both into the paranormal and had booked some ghost hunt events while I was there. One of the events was at a small hotel in the Tennessee countryside, about an hour north of Nashville in a town called Red Boiling Springs. What a great name for a town. This hotel had a small church on the property across the road from the hotel. Little did I know that the small country church was going to give me the scariest night of my life. I can actually see an image of this church, like a little white tiny wooden thing with a big spire at the front. One of the typical ones that you'd see in American films and things like that, Kill Bill, The Walking Dead, which already gives a creepy vibe for me. But let's jump into it. A group of about 20 of us went over to the church. Now that's quite a lot of energy you're bringing into that church with 20 people. So I'm excited to see where this goes. With us was a guide and also another person manning a video camera. Nothing much happened for the first 20 minutes, then one of us asked if there was anyone there, and if so, could they open the doors at the front of the church? It was quiet for a few minutes, and then very slowly one door opened, and then the other. We then asked if they could close the doors. Again, this happened. I had a direct view of the doors and the porch and stairs at the front of the church and the road outside. There was no one outside moving the doors. I said to my friend, who was freaking out a bit, "Don't worry, it's just the wind." Then I realised there wasn't any wind, there wasn't even a light breeze. Very interesting and very creepy. We then asked for the doors to be opened again. They flew open really fast, like someone was standing there exclaiming, "Ta-da!" The guide then got up and closed the doors, wrapped a chain around the handles and put a chair up against the doors. We sat for a while and asked again for the doors to be opened if the spirit didn't want us there. It was quiet, then very slowly the chair started to scrape against the floor, and the chains very slowly fell off, and the doors opened. Well, that's that question answered. They don't want you there, so I would be out of there. We decided to respect their wishes and left. Good. I'm glad about this. I checked the doors as I went through them and there was nothing on them. No wire, no string or chains. We went back to the main hotel across the road. When we got into the dining room, another guide was there with a lot of paranormal equipment on the table in front of him, a K2, etc. All of the equipment was red as we approached. The guide said, "Oh, I think something's followed you from the church." He had the Spiritus app on his iPad. I had to search this. It's like a ghost box for your iPad. And turned it on, and he asked the following questions. "Are you the angry man from the church?" A man's voice said,
"Yes."
"Did you follow the girls from the church?" Again,
"Yes."
It then said, "Ian, Ian, Ian." Ian was the man working the video camera back in the church. I wouldn't like to be Ian right now. Later on, I went back to the room with my friend, and we were chatting on the beds. I could see my bathroom, and my friend had her back to it. I began hearing shuffling and movement in my bathroom, but no one was there. I said to my friend, "Can you hear that?" And she said yes. It went on for about 10 minutes, then just stopped. I thought maybe the noise was from the room next door, but that was my friend's room and she wasn't in it. I know I would not have been going back to my room, I'd have stayed with you right there. The next day we were talking to the owners of the hotel. The wife had grown up in the town and said that she used to go to the church when it was operating. There had been a reverend who had started off with the best of intentions and had been a really good speaker who loved the limelight and attention. This reminded me of the way he'd opened the door with such a flourish. Ta-da! This reverend had got himself into a bit of trouble with stealing money, and he ended up taking his own life in the church. I guess this all makes sense that it most probably was the reverend that you came into contact with, because he would have had a really strong connection to the place, and with what happened in his life to have been in trouble with the church, it all sort of comes back to that one place. So I understand why he might be residing there for the moment. So Siobhan says a big thank you And to keep up the good work, best wishes. Thanks, Siobhan, for getting in touch with such a creepy story. I know I would not have lasted long in that church. And I want to say a big thank you to all of you that are listening to this episode of the Monday Morning Mail Time with me, Molly. So we're back again this week. Every Thursday we have a new episode, and every Saturday we have a bonus episode. In the meantime, you can stay up to date by giving us a follow, and if you enjoyed this episode, give us a rating, give us a review on Apple Podcasts. And as always, we want to hear from you. You are the centre of our podcast. We love hearing your paranormal stories. So send in, whether it's a question, a topic suggestion, or your paranormal experiences, in audio form. That's easy enough as taking a voice note. Send it through on email to contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. You can send it in for free on WhatsApp on 07599927537. And you can find us on socials at Paranormal Activity Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, I know it's not my line, but I'm going to say it anyway. Don't forget, things aren't always as they seem.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.